Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now comes here, beautiful pass here, puts Peoples away. Peoples pins the ears back, then gets an offload, just tucks in behind Johnston. Johnston away to Walker. Walker cut down, and there's a penalty here to South's advantage was being played. My God, Brisbane have just keep having all the answers. When it looks like South's are going to score, they somehow keep getting snuffed out.
That's just desperation from Brisbane Broncos. You know, they're that far ahead, they probably don't have the right to get back and make this, but it's the want, it's the desire from the boys to get back, help your mate out. And although South Sydney looked like a surety to score, well, I think Cody Walker might have got a couple of knees in his back there.
You know, the Broncos, I'm looking here. Oh, hang on, we better keep an eye on this. South's tap and go. Game is gone now, 20 the margin, but just trying to crack those Broncos. They've only been able to manage it twice. So on play one, Murray now drops it. You're not kidding, Del. He's still not quite right after last week.
Yeah. You know, he sets the standard there, you know, and he doesn't. You know, I know he's human, he makes mistakes, but he just hasn't been himself tonight, and neither has South for that matter. But the Broncos have played well.
Oh, they have played well. You've got to give them credit. Before the game, everyone's tipping South.
Yeah, not everyone, Benji.
Well, you did.
I'm not everybody, mate.
So,
oh, the Broncos. Look at my Broncos in six there.
Wow.
You know the song?
I've forgotten it.
Oh, what a Broncos legend you are.
The Broncos. But I'm looking at their draw. So they got Manly next week. That's a challenge. I mean, Manly haven't set the world on fire this year. That's actually a really good contest. But then after that, Newcastle, albeit at Hunter, Gold Coast at Suncorp, week off, and then Canberra at Suncorp.
Oh.
So they could really set their season up in the next month and get very close to not locking in a top eight spot, but making it pretty hard to miss out on the finals. These are exciting times for the Broncos. It's Corey Jensen, and he marches it upfield. But they've got to take care of all that business. It's easier said than done. Although the fact they've knocked over Cronulla and South in consecutive weeks. Oh, strong tackle here is Ilias. He puts his man, Robardi, away. Ilias pays the price, gets up a little gingerly, but he's okay. Then the ball just towed into touch with 2.5 minutes to go. What have you got down there, Emma?
Just sorting out my post-game interviews, getting organised now. Obviously, Reno's going to be the talking point. I tell you what, I just want to say good luck to the journalist who's going to ask Jason Demetrio if it was a good decision to let Adam Reynolds go.
Well, I think that sounds like a challenge.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that press conference.
Oh, there'll be a few of those. Sounds like a challenge. Now, he's number 19. Who's that commie journalist? He asks some good questions, but, boy, he can test the coaches out. Who's that?
He knows his footy.
He does know his footy. He's got all his stats and he's prepared. And
yeah,
I can tell the coaches don't like him.
He knows too much.
As he comes down the crossfield.
What's his name?
I don't know. No, that's what I'm asking. Who he? I don't know him.
Nah, neither. Hear him every week, though.
You do. Is now his Walker. His pass knocked down. And Arrow's got it. Arrow gets an underarm pass. Robardi almost gobbles it up, but it comes away to Walker.
Cody Walker's been a bit off tonight too, boys.
And
the whole team has.
Yeah, you're right, Ben.
That's a forward pass from Taff. Let go, and Reynolds has got his arms up. He's not going to give them an inch. And come on, ref, that's a forward pass. What are you doing? And now comes away here. What are they chanting, Em?
Broncos.
Are the Broncos in the corner are chanting. Are they chanting Broncos or chanting Reynolds? Either way.
I'm going to say Reynolds.
Are they saying boo or boo-earn?
Oh.
Now here's a kick which is bouncing up, batted out the back by Gamble. And with 45 seconds to go, that's just about it. They will have to put in a line dropout, but I think South are ready for this night to be over as well. They're going to drop to 4 wins and 5 losses. So already more losses this year than all of last year's regular season. Next week for them, they've got a nice draw too. Warriors at Suncorp, Canberra in Dubbo. I mean, poor old Canberra, they get sent everywhere. Here's a high kick. High restart, and it's knocked on by Brisbane, and that's it. And then after that, South have a rematch with the Tigers here. So that's their next three games. So it's a pretty soft draw coming up, but they keep dropping games. And they've done it again. And the Broncos fans in the southeastern corner, the dozens of them, rise as one.
Reynolds was egging them on then.
So I don't know if they've come down or they're just diehards that live in Sydney, but boy, haven't they had a good night. Not as good as Adam Reynolds. It's one of the best nights of his career. And that's a premiership winner. Brisbane, a thoroughly deserved 32-12 hammering of South Sydney. And it's Adam Reynolds who, back on his old home ground, the centre of attention and the star of the show. Boy, that was impressive. Not just from him, Wendell, but the Broncos in general. This is not the team of 2021 and 2020.
No, they're playing some great football. They're playing for one another, and they're playing with a lot of courage and desire. Mate, I'm very impressed. Kevin Waller's doing a good job here. There's some of these young players that are coming through there. Selwyn Cobbo, Tisha Abadi.
Farnworth been around just for a little while. Yeah. Funny, all these blokes, they're getting... Don't you players, ex-players, say once they get to about, 30, 40,
yeah.
50?
Yeah, once,
then,
yeah.
And then it's sort of legit. Billy Walters, he's with you, Emma Lawrence.
Sure is, Dan. Billy, congratulations. How do you sum up the feeling after that win?
Yeah, it's a pretty good feeling, It's always good getting a win, but to back up Reno, he's been putting in really good performances the last couple of weeks for us, and we had to show tonight that we got his back when we came here, and we got the job done, which was great.
He was absolutely outstanding. Did you think he was a little bit nervy coming out here tonight?
Nah, he's a pretty relaxed guy. He likes having a laugh and a joke, which I think probably helps him in games like this. So he was quite calm, and it showed in the field.
He got right under the skin of some of those players, particularly Jairo. He's a king pest, isn't he?
Yeah, well, Jairo's one as well to get under skin, so we knew they were going to go at it. They'd be going at it all week on social media, so it's good, pretty good banter, and there was no foul done, so...
Speaking of, a bit of push and shove with you and Cody, was that the plan to try and get under his skin?
Yeah, you got it with Cody. He's one of the best players in the comp when he's on it, so you got to try and get him off his game as best you can. Sometimes it'll backfire, but sometimes it'll fire him up and make him play really well, but fortunately for us tonight, it helped us win.
We saw some great images of your dad and the emotion up in the box. How good is it just being back here at the Broncos and playing under him and having so far a successful season?
Yeah, it's really good. You can really tell the weeks you win and the weeks you lose, not just for our team, but the whole city of Brisbane. So there's a good vibe around the city at the moment. We're playing good footy, and I'm just happy for Kev because I know he's under pressure the last couple of weeks. And, we've really shown that we've turned a corner and we're a threat this year.
Well done. Thanks for your time, Billy. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Must be weird. Thank you. Thank you, Billy and Em there. So, have to refer to your dad as Kev.
Kev, yeah.
I like it, eh?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good.
That little thing is working well, where Walters' first 20 minutes takes the sting out of the game, and then Pakes comes back in.
They're doing it without an recognised number 9 too. They won 3 in a row. Billy's done a fair job there. Started off thinking he was probably playing in the halves, and then starts the game, takes the sting out, and Corey Pakes comes on and tries to make a bit of a difference. So working really well for him.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll wrap things up on the other side of this. Triple M rocks the footy. The Broncos 3 in a row.
Triple M NRL play of the day.
Thrown down, lost Cobbo. By Walker. Cobbo away. Johnston. Now Johnston can't keep up. Oh, Selwyn Cobbo coming across. He's milled and he is. Oh my goodness!
Cobbo, you star.
A star is born.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
It's Reynolds on the short left, putting up a contest. Oates coming through. Up he goes. Takes it. Scores. It's so predictable, but it's so beautiful to watch. Adam Reynolds' kick couldn't have been any more perfect. Comes back to Flegler. Flegler stands in the tackle. Wants to offload. Does. Carrigan down the middle. Oh. No, gets a beautiful offload. No. Reynolds. Reynolds scores. Adam Reynolds. The moment is his as Adam Reynolds is live. To Walker to Taff. Taff away to Milne. They've been working on that. This time Milne gets it over cleanly. Although even then it still didn't look all that brilliant, but good enough. And South finally comes to Reynolds. Short side. End over end kick. Cobbo flying through. So is Gamble. Good catch by Taff. Oh no. Oh. He lost it behind him. He had it. Dropped it. Picked up by Cobbo. Scores. Deep pass. Walker through. Then gets it on. Tane Milne gets gets over, beats one, beats another. And that didn't take South long to make Martin pay.
Oh, look at this.
He's almost put, he has put Oates away here. Then Oates gets it on the Farnworth. This is all from the scrum. Oh, inside one, inside another, and he scores. Herbie, here's over. And the Broncos are almost home. Throw now, lost Cobber by Walker. Cobber away.
Oh, my God.
Johnston. Now, Johnston can't keep up. Oh, Selwood Cobber. Reynolds, it's one of the best nights of his career. Brisbane, a thoroughly deserved 32-12. Yeah, just watching Adam Reynolds now. He's going to go and greet the Broncos fans, but first of all, some diehards from the borough. So Reynolds is going to go over there. They're all waiting for him. There's a great sign painted in on cardboard. We still love Reynolds in red and green. So I don't think... I think they might have booed him, but out of love rather than anything else, he will be given a hero's reception. And there's about 30 or 40 fans there at the north eastern end of this ANZ stadium. This is a core stadium. God, that's still hard to get used to.
Yeah.
As Adam goes and shakes the hand. So, bittersweet moment for him, but he knows Benji Marshall and Wendell Saylor that he's got the two wins in his back pocket. That was a hell of a performance.
I think it's a sweet, sweet moment for him. He won't even care about the bitter part today. He's just happy to get the 2 points for his team. And, you know, I thought he was one of the biggest contributors on the field. And when you talk about coming back and playing against your old team, it can be daunting, you know, and it can affect you emotionally. But he just took all the emotion out of it. It was like he had all the answers. He fired up some of his old teammates, gave them a bit of lip, which he usually doesn't do. And I thought led a game plan that really troubled boy, beat the Rabbitohs, you know, so good on them. Great performance.
And the lip, Wendell, no question, got into the heads of his former teammates.
Yeah, it's like when you play poker, and, mate, he was sitting at the table, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do and how he wanted to do it, and he started with Dre Arrow. You know, he's really good, mate, his little coffee buddy, and he just played him off a break.
Yeah.
He just did it easy.
Cody Walker, he was cranky pretty quickly.
Yep.
Pretty early.
But Benji said it too with when Billy Walters tried to put him off his game a little bit. You know, Billy Walters knew exactly what he was doing, so
yeah.
That would have all come from Adam Reynolds.
Last week, there's always that statement win, right? Last week, Cowboys, when they thumped Parramatta, that was the one where I think we all thought, hang on, the Cowboys might be a very good team. I think tonight, Benj, might be the night where we go, okay, we're going to have to reassess Brisbane. They're not just a plodding team that's going to win a few games this year and slowly sort of rising. I think seriously we have to look at them as top eight material now.
You have to, considering that they were missing Payne Haas and Capewell, you know, two of their most influential players in their side. And then, you know, they're playing players that probably don't play in those positions. You know, Cobbo's doing a great job on the wing, but he's probably a fullback. Tamaita Martin's come back from a head injury and hasn't played a lot of fullback.
Haven't got number nine.
You know, but Wendell, even you said it tonight, like, the desperation they showed defensively, that's what teams are built on, how prepared you are to work for your teammates, and tonight they showed that.
They're sixth. 5 wins, 4 losses, and who's got to play? So Roosters have to play Manly. Dragons are playing Melbourne. That's unlikely, you would imagine. And the Warriors, they've got a tough one too. They've got the Sharks. So I think if Manly and the Roosters win, they're favourites, it will... Oh, no, Brisbane should stay in the eight. Should stay in the eight by the end of the weekend. So things are looking good. Manly next week, their opponent, the Friday night 8 p.m. game at Suncorp. I think we now have to look at South as a potential missing the eight team. We're getting ahead of ourselves... Benj, or 4 wins, 5 losses, and signs of frustration.
I still think...
Are they a certainty to make the eight?
Oh, definitely not a certainty, but I still think they're going to make it. You know, I think they've got enough class to... If they can get it right and turn it around, their ball control tonight was terrible.
It's, you know?
Then they talked about respecting the ball last week. Well, they did last week, but they didn't do it this week, you know, and that's how they won their game. So their coach will be, I'm telling you, the coach will be filthy. They'll be copping an almighty spray tonight in there.
As I've said a couple of times, their draw is beautiful for the next 2 months, but they've got to cash in.
Yeah, because then they can't win it, though.
Because then it gets really tough the last couple of months. They need to have points in the bank. Adam Reynolds caught up with the host broadcaster, Channel 9, after the game.
Yeah, it's a bit of mixed feelings. Obviously, I've got a lot of mates in that team, and, you know, still got a lot of great relationships there, so I didn't know what it was going to feel like until I actually ran out, but glad it's all over and done now. I'll pop in the sheds and have a beer with the boys.
Renner, the last 2 weeks, your goal line defence has been outstanding. That's been the cornerstone of your victories. Is it? Has something changed at training, or something changed in the dressing room?
Yeah, we just challenged each other. You know, we wanted to be better, and the best teams in the comp are the best defensive teams. So for us to be up there, we needed to sort our defence out. And I think we're, you know, heading in the right direction. Still not exactly where we want to be, but certainly a lot better improvements over the last couple of weeks.
Renault missing Payne Huss and Kurt Capewell tonight, but Patrick Carrigan was outstanding. You must be enjoying playing behind this young, energetic pack.
Yeah, it's great, mate. I spoke pre-game about the boys that were missing tonight. You know, Payne and Kurt, they're great players for us, and they get through a lot of work. So we knew there was other boys that needed to step up, and I thought, you know, the boys who filled in there done an excellent job. But Paddy Carrigan back through the middle, he got me over for a try there, so I'm very grateful. Shout him a couple of beers tonight.
It looked like there was a bit of banter between you and your ex-teammates before the game. Shedding light on that?
No comment. It was a bit of fun. Me and Jai Arrow going at it non-stop. He probably got into me a bit too much after round one. He kept a bit quiet for this game, but I knew on the field once we got out there, there'd be a bit of push and shove, a bit of niggles, but all fun. Got the bragging rights, so happy with that.
It was fun to watch leading in. Also, post-match too, we saw moments ago you there with your old mate Cody Walker. You enjoyed so much success with in the halves. You even got a little smooch on the head from him as well. What was the conversation like, Adam?
Just proud of one another. You know, we spent so long together in the halves, and obviously have gone different ways, but still got that respect there, still great mates, and you know, just competing against one another. We've competed against one another for a number of years now, and just good to continue that over into the next chapter.
Nice interview there. Adam Reynolds, who is still signing autographs and taking selfies with the South Sydney portion of the crowd and the Broncos portion. They're hanging around. They're waiting for Reynolds, but they're being treated to the likes of Corey Pakes, and Billy Walters is out there. Patrick Carrigan's got his shirt off. And geez, that must be a good feeling when you go to the opposition home ground and then all you see are your fans 15 minutes after the game. Benji Marshall, homeloans.com.au. 3-2-1, please.
Yeah, well, look, I thought there's a couple of people unlucky to miss out tonight. I thought Corey Oates was pretty good, but I had to leave him out. Patrick Carrigan, I'm going to give 1-2. I thought he was outstanding in the wake of having no pain heart. Stepped it up tonight. And 2 points, this bloke, like Wendell, Selwyn Cobbo, how good.
You know, freakish.
His performance, some of the touches, I think he had like 11 tackle breaks and that. Couple of tries. But 3 points, I think it's obvious, fellas.
Yeah.
The man of the moment is all about him this week, playing his old team. No surprise, Adam Reynolds.
That's it. That you would have been sacked if you didn't give him the 3 points. Home, well, sacked for missed segment anyway. Mm. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. That's it. Thank you, Wendell Saylor.
Well done, guys.
You're back tomorrow night.
I am, mate.
With Wendell, yes.
Yeah, I love being with Wendell and Maroon.
Yes, and Gerds as well. And Benji, yeah, when mate. Will we see you again?
Next Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful.
Oh, no.
Friday, Magic Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Our schedules are all over the place next week. Triple M rocking the footy. Have we done the highlights? Yes, we have. Yes, so we are just going to say good night, turn our mics off, and go home. Bye-bye.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.